This is your latest RTL Today headlines for and weather for Tuesday, the 23rd of September. I'm John Baker. Yesterday evening, Luxembourg joined several major powers, including France, the UK and Belgium, in recognising Palestine, a move aimed at reviving negotiations and increasing pressure on Israel. A new pilot project, nicknamed the Children's Toolbox, has begun in Sanem, which lets children design and build their own structures with the help of skilled craftsmen, teaching them creativity, independence and practical skills, with plans to expand the initiative nationwide from 2027 onwards through a mobile workshop. Luxembourg data watchdog, the CNPD, has highlighted the challenges of AI and data protection as it looks into its new responsibilities to implement the EU's AI Act. And in world news, a series of coordinated drone flights over Copenhagen and Oslo airports, disrupting air travel for thousands, has raised fears of a new wave of attacks on European critical infrastructure, with officials speculating a possible link to Russia. And Donald Trump makes his big comeback to the UN General Assembly podium today and is expected to denounce globalist institutions and will also meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as patience with Russia wears thin. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. There is a yellow weather warning for heavy rain in place over the next 24 hours in Luxembourg, and despite a dry start, this rain will creep in as the afternoon wears on. The wind is gusting at around 30 kilometers per hour, which will make it feel slightly cooler, and we will only see a maximum temperature of about 13 degrees.